The show today is canceled due to human-caused global warming. Or is it cooling now? Or is it both warming and cooling? Whatever the government says, I believe them. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Climate experts believe the next ice age is on its way. According to recent evidence, it could come sooner than anyone had expected.
If global warming is for real, they won't put it that way, global warming happens and water rises 10 feet, this investment you made is not one single investment prospectus written since 2000, this century, has alluded to global warming. If it were really true, the banks wouldn't invest. The banks wouldn't finance. So the people that have the money, and I'm jealous of the Vice President Gore. I am jealous he came up with a scam before I did. Because the financial institutions, the banks of this world, know it's not going to happen. Otherwise, you couldn't get a loan in London. You know those 30, 40-year mortgages? The world will be over by then. Is Barclays Bank going to give you a loan? With the greatest respect, ma'am, it's the greatest fraud that's been perpetrated on mankind this century.
Yep. Welcome, Kate Daly Show, last hour. Last hour on a Wednesday. Every Wednesday, Susan Reeve and Melissa Smith join me. Melissa Smith, Midwest Melissa from Indiana. And so grateful that she's joining today. And that was a great piece. That was Dan Pena, the billionaire, talking about climate change and how it's none of the mortgage paperwork, and it would have to be in order to sell you a mortgage to pay on for, you know, 30, 40 years. So I thought that I love that clip. I play it a lot on the show because it's so intriguing, and it's such a good thought to keep in mind when they're trying to hand us human-caused climate change over and over and over and over again, hoping that we believe it for 70 years. Melissa, Midwest Melissa, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Kate.
All right. What do you have on that to add?
A really interesting article that came. It's just so fascinating. So what is the untouchable in human-caused climate change? It's CO2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quit breathing, Kate. You know?
My breathing's a problem.
Yeah. We need... You know, we've heard all of these outrageous schemes from Bill Gates is going to cut down forests and bury them so that whatever that is.
And that's block out the sun. Don't forget blocking out the sun, which they just tried to do in San Francisco. But
yeah, so we have to do that because, it's just heating up our atmosphere. Well, there is a group of Polish scientists who have been looking at some data, and they've been a little bit upset that what they're actually seeing, the theoretical does not actually match what is actually the data that comes in, the hard data from what the Earth is actually doing. So here is their theory, and I think this is brilliant and very interesting. They're talking about saturation point for CO2, that just like, if I was going to dye something, if let's say I'm going to dye a piece of white fabric black, and I put one drop of black dye in, of course, it's going to change the color a little bit of the piece of fabric. But at some point, there comes a point where you can't make that any blacker, right? Because that piece of fabric has hit the saturation point.
Sure.
And they say it's the same with our atmosphere. What these guys say is that emitted CO2 does not directly cause an increase in global temperature because once you get past the saturation point of CO2, it doesn't matter how much more you put in. Now, you can change other things on Earth, but you're not going to change the temperature because the Earth simply cannot absorb any more. All of the heat it's done its thing. And so what they're saying is that in our atmosphere right now, we're at about 418 parts per million, but the scientists are saying that past 400 parts per million, the CO2 concentration can no longer cause any increase in temperature.
Saturation point.
Yeah, it's a saturation game. And these guys, they go on and on and on. They're just like, we could double the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere and it would have absolutely no impact. And in fact, there have been times in the Earth's history where the CO2 levels were 20 times higher than currently, without any sign of global warming. And they say these are hard facts. These are amazing, provable data points in what they know about.
Yeah.
I
played the 1974 Leonard Nimoy clip, and I play it a lot on the show. And what's fascinating about this particular clip, and I'll play it again, because it's only like 20 seconds. Here we go.
Or is it cooling now?
Oh, sorry. I just got the liner. Just a second. Okay, here we go.
Whatever the government's.
Never mind. Keep getting the liner. One now.
The Kate Daly Show starts
now. The liner again. Here we go.
Experts believe the next ice age is on its way. Recent evidence, it could come sooner than anyone had expected.
The ice age, it's on its way. They kept saying it was going to be 1979. So this clip was in 1974, and it played everywhere. It played on CBS, played everywhere. And what's crazy is by new evidence that we have, we are going to be an ice age. Now, right then and there, why did the populace not rise up and go, we're tired of your supposed anonymous new evidence, and we're going to demand actual facts now? Because we haven't demanded facts, just like we talked about with Dr. Pesta on Monday, where he said teachers can just say what they want, but the students aren't geared to ask for facts. They're not geared to say, well, where did you get that really weird idea? Why are you saying this really weird concept? And it goes back to this too. Had we been a populace that said, now wait a second here, what do you mean we're going to be an ice age? And when we weren't an ice age, they should have said, we didn't become an ice age. So what evidence, what scientific evidence then gave us this? But we are the people, we should have stopped this. We should have stopped this. It's on us for not asking more questions.
Well, in fact, very interesting that there are some who are actually saying that we are headed towards global cooling. Mm-hmm. We are headed into what in the Middle Ages, they called it the Little Ice Age. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't truly, it's not an ice age like we think of.
Right.
The ice age with, you know, 3 mile high sheets of ice.
Right.
The little ice age was just cooling. Mm-hmm. And there were parts of Europe that couldn't grow certain plants. The farther north in Europe you were, that meant that certain plants could not be grown because they were having frosts, mm-hmm. you know, and whatever. And they're saying we're headed toward that again. And the evidence that they give for that, we've talked about this before, is solar cycles. That's sure. The evidence. We are in a minimum solar cycle, and that impacts climate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these people, the people who are calling for the little, who are saying we may be entering into a cooling situation, they're saying the people who are calling for reduction in carbon dioxide are absolute morons. Like, cut it out. If we're headed into a cooling situation and CO2 can warm it up, we need to warm it up.
Right.
And the Polish scientists who are saying the atmosphere is saturated and that there will be no impact, they also go on to say, even though we are saturated as far as heat on the Earth, what they do say is we are actually CO2 deficient right now, according to what plants like.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to increase oxygen levels and have a more diverse have greater biodiversity, I guess is what I'm trying to say, that we should be increasing CO2. And they also say, I love this comment. This is, and I'll have to censor it just a little bit, but there is a 2022 Nobel Physics Laureate, Dr. John Clauser, who said, I assert there is no connection whatsoever between climate change and CO2. It's all a crock of bleepity bleep, in my opinion.
Listen to Freeman Dyson. This is Freeman Dyson. He passed away a few years back. He was in his 90s. He was their boy. He was their boy for Obama had appointed him for climate change. And he was one of the Jason scientists, which is actually a really corrupt group. But anyway, Freeman Dyson started coming out and talking about CO2, started talking about how ridiculous Obama was in pushing this narrative. This is 20 seconds. Here we go. Here's Freeman Dyson, the late Freeman Dyson.
All this fuss about the climate change is absurd because, first of all, climate has always changed. It's quite a normal thing for climate to be changing. And anyway, there's not much we can do about it. We don't understand it. Most of the official beliefs about it are completely unsupported by real science.
Yeah, he said things are completely unsupported by real science and that it's ridiculous. And he also talked about CO2, not in this clip, but many times he talked, because he came on my show and he talked about CO2 and he was like, it's rubbish. You have to have CO2. this is insane. I mean, the whole thing is insane.
The Polish scientists here, mm-hmm. Here's the quote from them. Currently used models do not yet provide a suitable basis for the development of rational policies related to potential climate change. And what these guys are saying is this is all just a hoax.
Yeah.
Until we have better information, better things, mm-hmm. better information and data that reflect actual happenings on the Earth, not computer generated models, but the actual data that we have. Yep. That points in any particular direction. They're saying you can't lay it at the feet of CO2.
Right. Go to geoengineeringwatch.org. There's a bunch of these different websites, but Dane Wigington is really good on this. And of course, we had Freeman Dyson. It's hard to get an interview with Freeman when he was alive, and he just wouldn't consent to it. But we made him laugh, so he came on our show. And they're all sitting there telling the truth and saying you should reject this so-called science that comes out. You should really understand more about what's actually happening, and they're selling you a bunch of lies. I'm so glad that you're bringing this up. I really am.
Well, I think it's a really important thing to hear. We're not going to hear it in the U.S., uh-huh. sadly. These are Polish scientists,
yeah.
and they're saying, you know, we're looking at the hard data and it doesn't add up, and we're looking at some experimental data that we can, reproducible experimental data.
Mm-hmm.
Their information has been published in peer-reviewed journals.
Right.
These are not slouches, so, and they're not conspiracy theorists. They're actual climate people who are looking at hard data.
So what you're talking about is new evidence that CO2 emissions, if you're getting anything out of this segment, make sure that you walk away with new evidence, real evidence, that CO2 emissions can't warm a saturated atmosphere. And that
it's
we
CO2 saturated atmosphere.
Yeah. And that we need to what's that?
Saturated. And these guys left the door open. They said there's a lot of other variables we don't know and don't
right.
understand. Maybe we should be looking at those.
Right.
But we're telling you what they're saying is it's not CO2.
It's not CO2.
It's not that.
Just like Freeman Dyson said. Same thing.
Yeah, it's not CO2.
We'll be right back. More on The Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com. Visit our wonderful sponsors. I've got Melissa, Midwest Melissa, on. We have a lot more topics. Stay with us. Hey, guys. If you love this show, please follow this advice. Go text Birch 989898 and text my name, Kate. You're going to get some free information. It's super important. At least look it over. And I would not be telling you this if I didn't honestly believe this would help you. Okay. They're going to help you with gold-backed security in the money you have out there. Okay. And also, should you unload your money? What should you do? And depending on your age, there's different things. So please go do that. Text 989898 and text my name, Kate.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Make sure you text to Birch Gold 989898. Text my name, Kate. Get some really good free advice on what you should do with everything hanging out there, your IRAs, your savings, just kind of sitting there in the bank. I know you're a little worried about it. You should be a lot worried about it, because they will put in digital currency when we're not expecting it, I do feel. And as a student of history, I feel like they're going to have to. Make sure and text Birch Gold 989898. And we seem to be under this thing that whenever a scientist says something, we must believe it. And so you have a really funny story. Will you share this, Melissa?
Sure. There were three writers. One is a mathematician, one is a professor of philosophy, and the other one is the editor of a magazine, of a journal. And they're kind of disgusted with the political correctness, identity politics, and the kind of victim studies stuff that's going on in academia right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what the three of these people did together, they concocted totally fabricated articles and submitted them to journals, academic journals. Okay, so here's one of them. They had, in total, they had 7 journals published their stuff, different articles. So here's one of them. In April, in the journal Fat Studies, which by itself is pretty hilarious, there's an actual academic journal called Fat Studies. They wrote an article that claimed that bodybuilding is fat exclusionary and proposes a new classification termed fat bodybuilding as fat-inclusive politicized performance. So the editor now that these papers have been revealed as hoaxes and frauds, deliberately submitted to them, the editor, Esther Rothblum, said the paper had gone through peer review, and the author signed a copyright for verifying the authorship. So they were putting fake names on this, just making up stuff, just writing. It sounds like something I would have done in high school, actually, make up a totally fabricated, nonsensical thing. So now they're going to take it off their website for their journal because it's a hoax. That was one.
Okay.
A second paper for the Journal of Poetry Therapy describes monthly feminist spiritual meetings complete with a womb room. And discusses 6 poems, which the one author generated by it like an AI algorithm. Right. Wow. And so the editor of this magazine said, hey, this article went through blind peer review and revisions before we accepted it. But he didn't bother to verify the author's identity. So So now he's all sad because it's taken us years to build credibility for our journal.
And the Mein Kampf one, which one was that?
Okay, there was another article titled Our Struggle is My Struggle, keeping focus on that, My Struggle. Uh-huh. Solidarity Feminism as an Intersectional Reply to Neoliberal and Choice Feminism. The second portion of their paper was essentially a rewrite of a chapter from Mein Kampf.
Sorry.
They submitted it. Here's another one. In a paper that was published in Gender, Place, and Culture, written by the fictitious Helen Wilson, claimed to have an impressive amount of data regarding her observations of canine sexual aggression at dog parks. And so what she claimed, the fictional author claimed to have spent 100 hours in 3 dog parks where she made note of how many times one dog tried to hump another. And if it was a male on male, then she noticed that the owners were quick to pull the dogs apart. But if it was male on female, they didn't. And this represented the owner's internalized homophobia and willingness to overlook female victims of sexual assault.
You have just got to be kidding me.
What?
You've got to be kidding me. My gosh.
Why would I lie about this?
Words. This
whole thing is just a fabrication. Maybe the whole article is a fabrication.
Once we realized that scientists could be bought, we should have been taking these to task. Oh my gosh, I'm dying laughing on these. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. Thanks, you guys. Hey, guys, go to the website. Look for FIQ Copper. The Recuperate Copper product is amazing. I've been taking it, and I've got blood tests to prove how well I'm doing since I've been taking it. Also, I take the magnesium with it. That's very important, too. So I also take their magnesium. I ordered their whole C, which I absolutely love, and their cod liver oil. If you need thyroid help, that's a wonderful place to start with thyroid naturally. So they have so many wonderful products, but you have to click on the FIQ ad at the bottom of Kate Daly Radio. And I hope you do so because you're going to get terrific prices on these products. And I believe in the delivery system of these products. They are amazing. FIQ is off the hook amazing. Try it out.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Get over to FIQ for your supplements. ActivateFIQ.com. ActivateFIQ.com. This is where I get my whole C, my copper cream, you name it. I mean, I get it from there and I love it. I take cod liver oil. I take that a lot, actually, and I love it. You guys will see such a clear difference because of the way they absorb into the body. Stop buying stuff at Walgreens and Walmart, okay? Your stores aren't going to carry the quality ingredients, okay? There's lots of filler in those products, but not at ActivateFIQ.com. I had Mike Casey on from ActivateFIQ.com a little bit ago, and I'm telling you, the way that they do their ingredients and then give it to you for such a great price, and then on top of that, put in the code Kate, and you can get really great prices on it. I mean, it's way better and very competitive with Walmart and Walgreens, but way better ingredients, okay? It matters what ingredients you're taking into your body, okay? And how they absorb, because if you're going to take something, you might as well make it count. ActivateFIQ.com and then put in the code Kate. All right, Melissa, let's talk about CAFO.
Yeah, let's talk about Oregon.
What are they doing now?
What is Oregon up to? This is a very distressing subject.
Okay.
Oregon has made some regulatory provisions that have actually, it's an assault on small farmers and small producers. Mm-hmm. There's just no other way around it. They have, and they're using very aggressive crackdown methods on these farmers, and it comes in two directions. One of them is they have redefined what a CAFO is, and a CAFO is a concentrated animal feeding operation. And
confined.
So they've said, mm-hmm. if you have any kind of permanent flooring for your animals, whether it's concrete, whether it's fibrous material, whatever it is, if you have a little chicken house on your property and your chickens can get in to a structure overnight, well, that makes you a CAFO, and now you're subject to all kinds of rules and regulations about all kinds of things.
So you can't contain your animal without it hitting all these regulations?
It's not about containing. It's about having this for your animal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have, for example, and they said that this is going to impact horse farms, cattle. If you only have one horse out in your little barn in the back, or somebody that has two milk cows, or, you know, three goats, or a flock of chickens, they're coming after you because you're not following their regulatory whatever, the structure that they're setting up. That's one aspect of it. They're coming after the animal portion of it. The other portion of it has to do with water rights. And apparently in Oregon, water, all water, is considered the property of the people of Oregon. And if you have a well on your property, you are not allowed to water your garden, some people have like little farmers market gardens. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have an acre of property and they're growing something that they take into the farmers market on the weekend. They're saying no more of that either. You have to have a permit granted by the state to use your own well on your own property, or groundwater, or the only water. And they're saying what the government of Oregon is saying, the state government of Oregon is saying, is, well, in certain circumstances, you can use up to 5,000 gallons per day. But if you're using it for irrigation, then you can't use it at all.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't matter. So there's a woman out there who had like a little farm stand kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I was using less than 1,000 gallons per day. And they've told her no, because you're a commercial operation. So they're coming. Who is this not impacting, by the way? It does not impact big producers who have the ability to fight and pay lawyers to fight it through. Who it is impacting is small farmers, homesteaders, people who have just a handful of animals, mm-hmm. or a very small amount of you know, production, they're coming after them with satellite surveillance. They're asking people to turn your neighbors in if they're using this stuff. It's absolutely a first rate, come after the little guy, shut him down. So in the midst of all of the granola crunchers and Birkenstock wearing people who are like, oh, we need to eat local. Now you can't, because all the locals are being put out of business.
That's amazing.
So some of these people are like, well, we don't know. They're fighting it. Some of the small farmers are getting together and they're going to fight it. My husband's reaction is they need a couple manure spreaders at the state house.
Yeah, they do.
Who am I to tell them what to do?
You know, it was this news on top of the King Fraud a Lot taking wall money, as the Daily Caller was saying, taking wall money and then putting it into environmental planning and environmental damage and all of these different things. Very, very strange, but everything's going to environmental because the hill to die on is the climate hill. And we all know this. It's digital currency and the climate agenda. And this would oust, like, say you have chickens in your backyard in Oregon. Yes?
Yeah.
So ability to feed yourself, the ability to do these kinds of things. What if you sell eggs? What if that's your thing to the neighbors?
Yeah. I know that this has impacted a family that only had two cows. and they're not substantial polluters in that their cows are not dumping, you know, a lot of waste anywhere.
They're and who cares if they are?
I mean, you know, I care. If you've ever seen a big commercial dairy operation and know how much, you know, they're generating.
But this
generating,
isn't that, though.
I
this is two cows.
Right.
But that's huge. I mean, we're talking two cows. So what could they possibly, how much damage, I mean, how much poopy they possibly put out there, right? So
that's the whole point. It's this legislation will not impact those big guys who are probably dumping stuff into the watershed that nobody wants there. It's not impacting big guys. It's only impacting little people who are really not the big polluters. So I don't know what their problem is, but coming after water.
I do. It's agenda.
Back against it is, you know, this is going to harm agricultural diversity because a lot of these small growers are the people who are growing, you know, innovative, organic, you know, heirloom kind of stuff, as well as food freedom. Do we have a constitutional right to feed ourselves if we choose to do that this way? And that's the way it's going to be presented, is going to be, they're going to talk about constitutional rights and food freedom, that we have an inherent right to produce, consume food of our own choosing. We should not be herded into the big producer, train car. It's awful.
You know what? Will spread. This will absolutely spread because it's part of the agenda. It's part of Agenda 32 to basically get us off any sort of place out there that you could actually have chickens, that you can actually have two cows, and put us into cities for more control, right? So they're going to be doing this all over. This isn't just Oregon. I will definitely say that this will spread because they have to be able to outlaw chickens somehow. They've been trying in all these states, making it harder and harder and harder to do. But and especially with CCRs and things like that for housing. But this will definitely, don't you think, this will definitely grow to the state, all the states, because they'll have to try to get this in.
Well, I think two things are going on here. Number one, you're right. They do not like people to have backyard chickens. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is, we've talked about this before on the show, they're coming after the dairy industry hard and fast. Yeah. They do not like dairy for whatever reason. They want to sell us some kind of GMO'd weirdness.
Oh, they want to sell us cow farting, and they want to sell us all these things that have never been brought up in history before, but are somehow killing us off. And this is the delusion. These are the same people in the first hour I talked with Susan that want to erase your family, that tell you that the woman shouldn't be nowhere near your kids and out there in a career and never, ever near her children. Same delusional people. These same delusional people are surfacing with this. And it's just grotesque. It's really weird, too, because for all those really weird liberal hippies out there, they have to be not liking this. They have to be against this. But then again, they're not against the whole women thing with men taking over the women's roles. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, you're gonna be fine. You're gonna let your loving shine.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I got Melissa Smith on board today because it's Wednesday. And I love that, don't you? You can go visit my wonderful sponsors, donewithdebt.com. If you are getting into massive credit card debt, even a lot of credit card debt, not massive, but a lot, this is the time to take control of that. I don't want to see all these bankruptcies that I think are going to start happening next year. Please get over to donewithdebt.com and tell them we sent you. They are private. They will help you. And the testimonials I'm getting in from you guys have been amazing. You're loving them. And I'm so glad that you're trusting them because I trust them. Donewithdebt.com. They are fantastic at negotiating your rates down for you and also helping to eliminate credit card debt. And you just can't get better than that. It will give you a big, big sigh of relief and get you some help that you need. So take a chance, go to donewithdebt.com and just feel it out because I promise you they're really, really good at what they do. I don't want it to see it bury us. And what it could do for the future, our debt is not good. All right, Melissa. Okay, back here on the WHO. We got to talk about the WHO. Yeah.
Well, yet again, this is an article. You have to go to the foreign press to get some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. So this is out of the UK with a website called The Daily Skeptic. And they are reporting as of yesterday that the WHO, their working group that has been working on the international health regulations, the draft of the IHR. Mm-hmm. Remember, this is the stuff that was like, if we sign into it, they're going to tell us what when we have a pandemic, what we have to do. And it's going to be mandated. We have to do what they tell us to do, all that stuff. Well, over the last 18 months, there's been a lot of pushback against all of that. And they have just submitted the most recent working draft of the IHR, and the recommendations have been altered. Mm-hmm. So now Article 13A.1, which would have required member states to follow directives of the WHO as the guiding principle, as the guiding and coordinating authority, that has been dropped entirely, no longer there. That's good news. In previous versions, they had dropped references to the primacy of dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms. That has now been put back in, which is good. That was a ugly thing. They have also allowed the provisions that would have allowed the WHO to intervene on the basis of potential health emergencies have been dropped. The pandemic, there has to be a verifiable pandemic, and they have to demonstrate that coordinated international action is necessary. So they've also dropped regulations that would require global censorship and information control has mm-hmm. been dropped out of this. This is all good news. The provisions which had proposed to expand the scope mm-hmm. of the IHR to include all risks with any potential public health issue like climate change or food supply, mm-hmm. all of that has been deleted.
Interesting.
So, good news, it's not over yet. They can restore some of this and put it back in if they want to, but for the time being,
are they doing it though to because they don't want, I mean, they're often out there with the stuff they say, but because this stuff's coming, but they don't want the direct the direct evidence of that. I mean, are they peeling it back? Because I know how agendized they are. So it strikes me as kind of interesting that they would make these changes.
Well, you know, I think if you consider what's been going on in Europe for the last, how many months, mm-hmm. the farmers have been pretty darn feisty in Europe. Mm-hmm. And we've all seen if you haven't seen the videos, you know, where have you been?
Right.
Of protests in Paris, protests in London, protests all over Germany. And they are driving, mm-hmm. you know, massive convoys of tractors and manure spreaders. And they're flinging, you know, waste at government buildings. And people, I think this may be a reaction. They know that people are hot. They know mm-hmm. that people are energized right now, and they've got to do something call off the dogs here.
Yeah. Well,
I do think that matters. I think we would do well to maybe take the hint.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting that we have been so docile here about some of this, the regulations on farmers. It makes me think that we're so disconnected from our food. Europeans, I would say, are more connected to their food than we are here.
Mm-hmm. And better health. That, they have better health for it.
They do. So. And that's, my kids were just in Europe in the spring, and that's what they came back and said. They said, you know, they went into a grocery store on purpose just to look around and said, you can't buy the stuff that you buy here. And because Europeans care about the food that they eat. And many Europeans, like we saw taxi drivers joining the farmer protest in Paris. So when people are that energized, and now they're looking for the next target. I think the WHO could read the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to be the next target.
Interesting.
And I think, actually, I think there's more awareness of vaccine issues in Europe than there is here, too.
Yeah.
I think that if I read the foreign press, there's a lot more press back on a lot of issues than there is here.
Mm-hmm.
On LGBT in London, the Tavistock Institute is no longer recommending or doing LGBT transition surgeries for minors. That's not even come here yet.
Right.
We're still full court press going forward here. So what, for whatever reason,
I don't know.
It's here, a small it's reason to be happy, but that doesn't mean we can release the pressure on
here
them.
It's a really crazy. I was up in a major city over the weekend, and I could not believe how many guys were wearing girls' clothes, and it was really strange. I mean, it was a you do you kind of thing, and I was sitting at a mall, and it was just bizarre. It was just bizarre, but I had a friend go over to Europe and say, man, when I'm in Europe, I don't see the same exact kinds of things. You see other things, like you see really blatant sex stuff out on the streets being sold, and there's certain things like that, but then there's certain things that we see over here all the time that for some reason we're getting used to, and I don't know why, but we are. It's just kind of bizarre if you go around the world, the differences. But
well, I you know, on some of this, I have to wonder if some of it isn't just the current fad.
Yeah
that,
it could be,
you know, give you know, how long are some of these people going to continue to To be totally honest, you know, as an older woman, as an older woman, that makes me hard to say, but I've kind of given up wearing heels because they're uncomfortable.
Yeah, but you're not wearing men's loafers. I mean, you're not dressing like in a, in a suit.
I'm not. But let these guys wear, you know, let them wear heels? A dress when it's, you know, minus 10 degrees and see how they like it. I hope you enjoy it.
I can't take it. I just can't take it. Guys in girl jeans, and it's just bizarre. What is going on with the testosterone? We need to do a whole show about testosterone in men and what's going on, because it's totally different now than it was 40 years ago. And we need to do more on that for next week, for sure. All right. I'm back. Thank you, Melissa. That was interesting. Thank you. Melissa Smith, Midwest Melissa. And then, of course, tomorrow, Uncle Milty. We've got some topics. Cops are up on the thing, and also TikTok, all kinds of stuff tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow. Be faithful. Be fearless. Be fearless out there with the truth, everybody. See you tomorrow.